in this rather remarkable time in which you are living, one of the things that you are going to learn about in your own healing is what to take personally and what to let go. And it, when you say it, it sounds like such a simple thing and something that your head could work out. But it is a bit more complex than that, because what you tend to take personally is what you have not resolved inside of yourself with yourself. And so when you find yourself taking something personally and your head says, there is no point in this, it simply means that there is a wound that has not yet resolved itself. And so rather than letting something go, it snags it. And horrible as this is, it is quite a wonderful teacher. Because when you look at what you can let go and what upsets you, you are getting a very clear picture of where you are in your relationship with yourself. We talked before about feelings that we do not approve of, things that we do not think are correct, things we do not think we should be feeling. Well, this is one step past that, which is, what is incoming in your world that you take personally? What is incoming in your world that you note and release? And that is the side that we want to empower. It came in, I heard it, I saw it, it's moving on. It came in, it made me hurt, so rather than release it, I pulled it in more. I pulled it in to think about it. I pulled it in to examine it and to go over it and to take it apart. And that means you're playing with the wound. And the thing that you took personally, of course, means that there is a part of your relationship with yourself that you really want to attend to. It sometimes you will be caught by surprise. And the other way too, because sometimes something comes in that seems rather large and you do not have any trouble at all releasing it. It is like, oh, well, that's what you thought, you believed, whatever it is, and away you go. But sometimes a smaller thing, something that you would think would not be a problem, will catch you. And we're going to say this phrase again because it's important. When it hurts, but you pull it in. That means that you're getting information about how you need to relate to yourself. It is an interesting thing. When you are thinking about this, we tend to then be ashamed if the small thing came in and we could not let it go. We had to pull it in. And that is a big mistake, because if we could say, ouch, this small thing really, really brought hurt to me, and look at me, I have pulled it in to be dissected and examined and heaven only knows what, and maybe I'll turn this feeling thing over to my head. Always a bad idea, by the way. But when this happens, if we could stop everything and say, okay, I do not like the way I am feeling, but it is a feeling. Nothing really bad has happened to me here. I am having a feeling. So I'm going to take a moment with the feeling. By the way, not the situation. If we could avoid the drama of the situation, and oh, this is a discipline to do this. because we want to rerun the entire play. How did the whole thing happen? How did it all go? If we could avoid all that and go directly to, ouch, I have hurt here. Okay, what is it in my relationship with myself that has not protected me from this? When you find this going on in your life, you want to, once again, without judgment, again, put the feeling in the feeling circle and say, this is what I feel. But when it is a teacher for you, then you want to say to yourself, what do I need to believe about myself that would stop this from hurting? Let us say it again. What do I need to believe about myself that would stop this from hurting? Now, criticisms come to all of us in one way or the other. And no one cares for criticism. Nobody is expected to embrace criticism. But it is interesting that a criticism can come in that does not go anywhere. And those are interesting to watch too. Perhaps someone has criticism of the way you do something, and you know that what you are doing is perfectly fine and works perfectly well. But if that criticism lands and hurts, then the thing you do not believe yet in your relationship with yourself is that you are able to do things perfectly well. Because if that belief was there, then that criticism would go bing and it would pass through. So one thing that we want to pay attention to during our daily life is, let us pay attention to the things that we do well, to the things that work, and take a little time to notice those things. Because when you do that, you are building up that belief in yourself that allows you to know that you do well. Now, if someone had a criticism, here is an easy one, of your car. Very few of us are carrying a car wound. I guess it is possible, but most of us do not carry a car wound. So when that comes in, we can let it go. You can say my car is old, it's new, but it's a car. I don't have a personal attachment to that, and my car does not speak about who I am. So those are relatively easy to move past. But a criticism about the way you do something, about the way you handle a situation, those are a little more difficult because we have not all built up that security in ourselves that allows us to say, wait, I do this well. I know I do it well. And someone's opinion about how I do it does not bring me any information that I need. And that, you know, the fear that woman carries is, what if they are right? What if they are right? And about so many things, it does not matter. It does not matter. If something was not right, you would be able to see the signs of it. You would know it yourself. And by the way, we all do in doing the things that we do. When we approach something a certain way, we know when it does not work. And so we alter, we change, we come at it from a different direction. So it is highly unlikely that you have missed anything in the way that you operate in your life. You probably have not. Now, are we always learning about how to do things better? We are. But you do not need an outside voice telling you that you should be different, that your life would be better if you were different. We do not need that. So we need inside of ourselves to have a security and an acknowledgement of how we do what we do and the fact that it works. And we need that security to be a protection for us, because these volunteer things that come in from people at different times are very often not helpful at all. And they throw us into a place of self-doubt and self-criticism, which we absolutely do not need. Now, this time that we are living in, as it happens, is a very critical time. There is criticism of everything and everybody. It is part of the fear package that is polluting the world that we live in. But if we say to ourselves, oh, that hurt and I am holding it, what do I need to believe about myself that would make that something that simply passes through? That is a way that that hurt can actually be valuable to you. What you do not want to do is redo the entire drama, give the job of healing this to your head. Your head will not be of any help here. Or stop trusting yourself. That is not a thing we need to do at all. We want to build more trust, and we want to work with the universe. Will we improve? Will we learn things? Of course. But we do not need that pointed out by someone outside of us who has no idea what our path is like. And so we do want to remember this. Now, do we have flaws? Absolutely, we have flaws. And we all know what those are. And we are working with them in our own way. Or we are not working with them for the moment, but we know we will come to them later. So who can possibly think they are doing a good thing to go from person to person, finding the flaw and pointing a finger at it? When someone is doing that, we do not need them in our lives. And hopefully, if enough of us realize that and do not have them in our lives, perhaps they will take a look at that behavior, that finger-pointing behavior, because it does not serve. If someone tells you that you are too slow at something or too fast at something, you may know about that. And you are going to work on it at your own pace, in your own time, in your own way. But the finger pointer does not get anything for that behavior. It is a behavior that is not understanding of a person, a person's path, and the fact that they, with their free will, are choosing how they work with it. Can we all see the flaws in each other? Of course. That is hardly requiring of mastery. But do we need to point the finger? We do not. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and come into your body. Let it wash the root center free, making it strong and able to create. Feel the cleansing energy come to the second center and wash away shame and judgment, leaving the second center to purify like a waterfall, moving anything in your life that you do not wish to keep, moving it through, making you safe and free to live. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the solar plexus and let the cleansing energy wash away any emotions that are not helping you, that do not honor you, moving them out of your body. And feel the cleansing energy move up into your heart center to water your garden. And feel the cleansing energy move up into your throat center to wash away any communication that does not honor you, that does not speak respectfully and with kindness and support to you about yourself and your path. Feel the cleansing energy come to the third eye and wash away any doubts that might have caught around the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown, opening that crown wide, able to receive the blessings of the universe, and take them into your own energy field. Move your attention into your heart center and see the beauty of all that you've created there. All the things that are growing in your heart. The dreams, the plans, and all the beauty and safety and comfort that you have created for yourself. And find a place where water flows in your heart and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. And look around you and see that there is a path that becomes lighted for you and calls you. And step into that path and feel it take you without effort. And begin to breathe the blessings that fill the air in this path, giving you the things that you need, the things that help you grow and have joy and be happy. And let the path move you to a place of deep peace, a connection with the universe, and with your own heart, so that you know that in this place all is as it should be, that you are loved and protected, and that you can walk peacefully in your world, even though that world may not be at peace. Step back on the path and let the path move you upward again. and come to a place of self-nurturing. And let that nurturing happen in your mind with your thoughts, in your heart, and with your emotions, and with your actions. Take in the energy of self-nurturing on every level. And know this energy helps you build strength through love and understanding. Breathe in the blessings and let the path take you to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to walk back down the path. Still breathing in the blessings. And come back to the center of your heart. And begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.